And I got to tell you, of all the days for tailgating, mm-hmm. wouldn't you have thought Al Sunday was the best?
Oh, he has a night game.
Perfect weather.
You had all day long to go down there, yeah.
Some people must have tailgated for 8 or 10 hours.
Oh, there were people on the right? on the parking lot for hours, just lying down dead.
And this just ties in perfectly with our tailgate throwdown.
Yes.
And here is Glenn McElroy. Glenn, what is this, our fourth or fifth?
This is our fifth.
Right.
And then next week we have another one, a very special one. And then we start bringing in the contestants who submit their recipes.
Right.
You go to cbsphilly.com/tailgate. If you think you're good at it, and Ange, I was there Sunday night.
You were.
Oh, the aromas out of the parking lot were great. So if people go there, cbsphilly.com/tailgate, you put your recipe. What happens after next week is we start pairing those people, those contestants, with the chefs that we brought in. And today I bring you Chef Jeremy Nolan, the Sausage King of Philadelphia, Angelo Cataldi.
Oh, I believe it. I just tried this thing. Jeremy, I just got to start. He, by the way, he's at Brauhaus Schmitz on South Street. And, Jeremy, let me just start with this. First of all, you are going to take the concoction of one of our listeners, and you are going to make it. Is that correct? Is that what's going to happen here?
No, he's going to coach. He's going to coach.
You're going to coach them?
He's the Chip Kelly of the operation.
You're the Chip Kelly. So it's their recipe, and they're going to do that. Jeremy, what is the biggest mistake the layman chef tries on a tailgate? What do they do wrong?
Probably burn sausage.
They overcook
it. Because
I always notice that. It's got like it's charred on the outside.
Yeah.
Is that bad if it gets that far?
I mean, it depends. If you like it like that, I guess it's fine. But I don't like it like that. You know, I think they just need to turn the heat down a little bit and just let it slowly cook instead of just
charring it. I keep hearing that slow cooking's better. It seals in the flavor. Because yours is not charred at all.
No.
But it's bursting with flavor.
Yeah, well, ours is actually, this one here is cooked in the beer with the sauerkraut. So what you would do if you were tailgating is you would take it out of the beer and sauerkraut and then put it on the grill just to kind of like finish it off.
Explain this thing. I know a lot of time now the people are cooking with beer. Mm. Is that a good additive when you're cooking?
Yeah, definitely.
Because normally you'd keep it on the side to drink it, but you're saying put it right in with the...
Well, in a German restaurant, we do both. We cook with it and drink with it.
What kind of beer did you use?
This one is a Hofbräuhaus Dunk or a light lager. Hellas it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Glenn Mack has his own beer company, Kacha Hockey Brewer Company, and Glenn is... I have not tried it because you're not allowed to drink the beer on the air.
Yes, you are. Actually, you are.
You are?
You are allowed to sample.
Oh,
yeah, we did a whole contest.
I didn't know that.
Of course you are. This is our IPA. This is our flagship beer. This is the biggest selling beer at Conchoc and Brewing Company.
Rhea, I'm now drinking alcohol and I'm on the air.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, this is going to the last time that happened. Darling,
brace yourself, people. This could be trouble. All right, so we got this. Now, tell us about this thing that you brought in today, because this is a delicious sausage. I never tasted sausage that had this kind of flavor. How do you do that?
This is our traditional bratwurst that we make at the restaurant. It's a Nuremberg style, which basically is just the seasoning, not the way it's made. Traditionally, it's like a little skinny sausage, but we make a big, you know, nice sausage. It's basically like caraway, some mace, some ginger, some marjoram, and then we make a fresh sausage. And here we poached it in beer with the sauerkraut, and then you just throw it on the grill.
All right, and here's the key. Al, people get this wrong every time. Jeremy doesn't because he's a master chef. How important is the bread?
I think it's pretty important for the sandwich. I mean,
this is
a softer
fabulous.
Roll that, like, you know, you can get a bite of the sausage and the roll without kind of, like, chewing on it.
It's perfect. Oh, my God.
That roll is phenomenal. I mean, the whole sandwich is just awesome.
Isn't it great?
Ask him where he gets the roll. This great German sandwich.
Wait, where do you get the roll?
Guess where he gets the roll.
What happened to yours?
Well, it's gone. It's in my belly.
How did you eat it that fast?
I'm good at eating. I'm really good at eating.
He inhaled the damn thing.
Wow.
Why? No, it's gone that fast. It just came out a minute ago. It's gone.
Gone.
It's unbelievable. All right, Glenn, what do we got to get in? Jeremy, we're thrilled that you came by. We're thrilled that you're part of this. Because you are going to be, one of our listeners is going to take their recipe and you're going to oversee them. It's their recipe, but if you think they're doing something horrible, he can stop them, right?
Oh, yeah, he's the coach. He is the guy
the
who
coach.
Can say, time out, time out, time out.
Are you
mean? You're burning that.
Will you
stop.
Will you yell at the person?
No, I'm not a yeller.
What kind of, are you an Andy Reidish coach?
Yeah.
Time's yours? No. What are you?
Right.
Who would be your idol as coach?
Right.
No. My idol?
Hmm.
Your role model as coach.
Do you like Kelly, Chip Kelly?
Yeah, I do so far, yeah.
All right, good.
That's it so far.
My instinct would say
pending further developments. Jeremy Nolan likes, right?
So here you go. It is the Sports Radio 94 WIP Tailgate Throwdown. Listeners should enter by going to cbsphilly.com/tailgate because I'm telling you, everybody knows they're a good chef out there. Once you're in the entry form, you fill out the entry form, you get in, you got to show creativity. During the football season, we will pick 6 times a recipe featured on the site. The person who submits it is going to win instantly a $100 Visa gift card from Jaguar of Cherry Hill and qualify for the drawing to win a Vermont Castings five-burner gas grill from Dreyfus Fireplaces, Big Green Egg Smoker from Queen Appliances, which I have, and then, starting in 2 weeks, we're going to start pairing them with these award-winning chefs from Brulé Catering. We're going to have a big final event December 13th at the Independent Seaport Museum. The Tailgate Throwdown is sponsored by Peanut Chews, Brulé Catering, Tasty Cake, Jaguar of Cherry Hill, and my beer, Concha Huckabee,
which is delicious. I just got to tell you one other thing, Jeremy. This potato salad, Jeremy potato salad, I've had it before. I have never had a potato salad as good as this one.
Oh,
it's mind-boggling.
Thanks.
You have a dressing. What's that, like a cucumber?
It's a potato and cucumber salad.
Right.
So it's kind of a different version of a German potato.
What the dressing? To get that dressing. Al, did you try that potato?
It was very good.
Are you a potato salad person?
No, not at all.
All right, guy. See, this guy, all he ate is the sauce.
It's all gone.
You know what he did? You know what he did too? He took the sauerkraut out. You're a jackass.
I like the smell of sauerkraut. I don't like the taste of
it. It's a concoction that this man has put together. He spent time.
Everything else was phenomenal.
How long does it take to get the dressing just right? Do you have to test a lot of possibilities before you lock it in?
I mean, with this, I just kind of taste it as I go. And, you know, it's got to be vinegary. That's the key to a German potato salad is more vinegar. There's no mayo in it either.
All right, Jeremy, one last thing. I do this with every master chef that comes into this station. You have committed a horrible crime.
Mm.
You have murdered someone, and you are committed to the gas chamber. They use the gas chamber now. Well,
maybe I think they just hit you with a bat.
It's your last meal.
Oh, jeez.
It's your final meal, Jeremy Nolan. You could have anything you want, but it's the last time through. What do you pick?
Jeez, that's a tough one.
Come on, Jeremy. Hey, it's the last meal. You know what you love the most.
No, oh, jeez.
Pick
does it have to be German?
No. Wait a minute. You run a German restaurant.
Well, maybe you want to end it all and eat French.
Yeah.
What would you order? A big steak? Would you order a lobster? Where would you go?
Steak and lobster. How about that?
All right. Perfect.
Can you ask to go to a 24/7 diner?
Right.
And just stay?
Yeah.
No,
just keep eating.
That's right. If you don't finish eating, they can't
all
put
you away.
All you
can
eat
buffet.
Jeremy, thank you so much. Glenn, once again, your beer has dazzled us, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
And Glenn, good luck to you, because you're about to head to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes,
with
tomorrow
40
morning.
Lucky listeners.
6 a.m. flight.
6 a.m. flight out to Cleveland.
Ray Dinger and I are going to go.
I'll stop when this gets good, okay?
No, this
6 a.m. Cleveland, Ohio.
6 a.m. to Cleveland?
Well, hold on. We're going for a purpose.
What are you going for?
Ray and I, we're taking a bunch of listeners, and we're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's excellent.
We're going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's exceptional.
We're going to a really good brewery out in Cleveland, Market Garden Brewery.
Yeah.
And we're going to the house where they shot the movie Christmas Story.
Oh, and you're going to the Tattoo Hall of Fame, too, out there.
Well, I may come back with
something. Yeah, Ray's
back with some.
Yeah,
Glenn Mack, now you continue to dazzle, my brother.
Thank you,
sir.
Much,
Jeremy, thank you so much for
Thanks
being a
for
part
me.
Of this.